This day is going to go down as an iconic day in Bears history.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
He's set for Caleb Williams on third down and 10 with USC trailing 14-0. Williams, deep shot. Receiving.
Austin Jones in the backfield, and here goes Caleb Williams. Go deep, young man, and why not? Touchdown, Brendan Rice.
What is your next goal as a member of the Chicago Bears?
Learn all my teammates' names, their families, learn the playbook, and get ready to go win games.
With the ninth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rome Odunze, wide receiver, Washington.
Launching for the end zone. Forget being patient. Odunze! And Washington takes the lead. My goodness. What a 1-2 punch from Penix.
Penix going deep. Odunze turned around. Found the ball. Touchdown.
I'm thrilled. You know, I got to watch him play from across the sideline, and I know how special he is. So I'm so excited to get to work from day one and go do something special.
It hasn't been smooth recently, but it's time to change.
Great stuff there. It was two that we heard from the head coach, didn't we, right at the beginning? Didn't we hear from Eberflus right there at the beginning?
He was.
Did you see how good he looked last night? I mean,
everything looked good last night.
No, that like he looked like he was ready for a photo shoot. The hair was at a new level. You didn't see him.
I did not see him.
I'm not going to lie, Sylvie. I did notice the same thing. He's definitely...
You guys have to watch the video of him making the phone calls.
You guys have gone from fire that man to love this guy.
I was actually on the other side. I thought he looked a little more weathered last night.
Really? Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
He looks good. He looks good. He's got a good look. He's got a
beard,
glow.
The beard was trimmed and it was perfect.
Right.
Yes, right.
Right.
Right. And the hair, he's always had great hair.
Right.
But he had it just
good
coiffed
hair, right?
Perfect.
Coiffed, right? Right.
He was ready for a photo shoot.
Yes, he was, right? Like, if cameras are coming out, right, I got to be ready, right?
What's the coaching magazine?
Coaching Inc.
Is it Coaching Inc? Coaches Digest? No.
I don't think there's a coaching magazine.
You don't think he's going?
I don't think so.
He could be the cover boy. I don't know if his plays are going to be in there, but he can be
I would think that Andy's probably still on the cover. I mean, is this a beauty contest?
Those thick calves of his.
Yes, is this a beauty contest? What are we doing
I'm
here?
I'm telling you, look
Coaching
at this.
Inc.
When he called Caleb, first it was Poles. Did you see Poles' the phone call? Poles called Caleb. And like Caleb picked up and didn't like
Who
he
dis?
Just he picked up and he didn't say anything. And then Poles goes, "Hello." And then Caleb goes, "Hello." And then Caleb goes, "Who's the," or Poles goes, "Who's this?" Or something like that, right? Yeah. Do we have that, Meller? Do we have the phone call? I know you weren't here. Meller wasn't here. He was out at Buffalo Wild Wings with us. And I should reset that too. We were supposed to be at Buffalo Wild Wings today. We had some technical difficulties. We had to come back from Woodridge. If you went out to go see us or you were planning on to go see us here for a little early dinner, some happy hour drinks, we apologize. We had some technical difficulties and we had to come back downtown. We will make it up to you and we will do another Miller Lite Buffalo Wild Wings Woodridge event in the not too distant
future. You're damn right
we
will, because I was gassed up and ready to eat some boneless wings and drink some Miller Lite.
Yeah. Me too. I was ready for some boneless wings too. I'm hungry.
I was looking out over picking out my flavors. I was like, I'm going to try three different ones, go with Caribbean jerk.
Of course you were.
Of course. Yeah, buffalo, a little
everything. He's a Woodridge jerk. Meller's going to, you know what, Meller? I think Meller is going to be, he will be not Bear Man, he will be Bear Child. He's going to get all of the gear that Bear Man has and dress just like him. Like the smaller version, the younger version of Bear Man.
Listen,
Bear Man was on a lot of
little yesterday.
What's that?
Like the little Benny the Bull.
Yes.
You got little
yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
he's
who
got
you're
the little
ones.
Be.
I've never seen Meller this excited about anything.
That's good. He's usually skeptical.
He has said, though, he did say to me, told his wife, that if this doesn't work out, he's turning in his fan card.
I'm hanging him up. If this if this little, what they've put together doesn't work out, it's going to be soul-crushing.
What's not working out, though,
I said, it doesn't have to be a Super Bowl because I know that's hard, but over the next decade, I want a run of like 7 playoffs.
And Caleb Williams has to be great.
Well, yes. That goes without saying.
He has to be a true franchise quarterback. This has to be it.
Forget 4,000. Let's just go straight to 5,000 yards this year. 5,000 passing yards. No reason why he can't.
Why not? Like, look, they made us wait so long. Forget hitting the 4,000 mark. Let's just go right past it and hit 5.
Why not 6? Why not be 6? Let's just do 6.
Well, there's bare weather. You have to run the ball in December, Tom.
No, you don't have to.
Coming, though.
Have you seen Rome Odunze's numbers? He played in Washington. It's not nice out there most of the season.
We've got 18 games ready to coming, go. Too.
You got 18 games on the horizon.
I had a coach from another league another team in the league already reach out to me unprompted, just asking me if I'm on cloud 9. He works in the NFL as an assistant coach on another team, and he reached out to me in the last hour and he wrote cloud 9 question mark
and you
exclamation
sent back,
I wrote back F yeah.
I thought you sent back like a eggplant emoji.
I should have done that.
That'd have been weird though.
But like everyone is noticing. Everyone is noticing what the Bears have done.
Well, how can you not?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you know?
The only thing that concerns me is the Chiefs getting Xavier Worthy and maybe being in the way in the Super Bowl.
Oh, shut your mouth.
That is a good deal.
It was really, there was some funny things about this draft. I mean, we've been Bears focused, of course, but 23 offensive players. What was it? The first 14 were offensive.
Blew away
23 total. What the hell were the Bills doing? They didn't want to pick in the first round, obviously, and making a trade with a team that has kicked them in the nuts consistently. What are you doing? I thought it was there were other things that were not totally Bears related that were very interesting for football fans as well that took place last night.
Can you play the call? Play me the Ryan Poles call to Caleb Williams.
Hello.
Hello?
Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Chicago Bears, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
They told me to hold it for 5 minutes. I told everyone I've been holding it for a month.
5 months. 5 months. I've been holding for 5 months.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna pass you over to Coach and Kevin Warren, and we'll put the pick in 5 minutes, or not in 5 minutes, but at the 5 minute mark.
Sweet.
All right.
My guy.
What up?
Yeah, this day's gonna go down as an iconic day in Bears history, my friend. I'm super excited for you to realize your dream of being the first pick in the NFL draft. That's so cool.
Yes, sir. Yes, you know, sir.
But I'm more excited about our football team starting this process and achieving our next goal. And looking forward to our journey together. And I love you. And God bless you. And here's Kevin Warren wants to speak to you too. Okay.
Yep. Sounds
and
good.
I'll see you. And I'll see you tomorrow, brother.
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, Caleb. Congratulations, man, to you and your family. Soak it in. This is going to be special. These fans are going to love you. And you're going to love them, and we're going to win a lot of championships together. So you can mark this next one off your list that you had. The next one we got to do is win a championship. So enjoy your family, man. God bless you, and safe travels.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you also, all of y'all.
How great was that? I mean, like the beginning, that was the first voice you heard. Poles is making the call. The
Did
phone
he say
is
this is
up.
Chicago Bear Man?
He said this is Chicago Bear Man.
Speaking of that, what was the final tally of the number of times we saw Bear Man?
Because it was a lot.
I think that we set the number at 4.5 and took the over.
Yeah.
You saw him quite a bit.
And then Caleb Williams posed with him and a few fans in the front row.
I saw him more on the NFL Network broadcast.
You saw him when you looked in the mirror all night last night is what you saw.
He was more. I was so excited. I told Waddle this, Sylvie. So at home, I had the ESPN broadcast on, and then but I was recording the NFL Network. when it ended, when SVP finished up most of his interviews.
Yeah, I watched that.
I went over to the NFL Network broadcast because I wanted to hear their breakdown of the Caleb pick and then the Roma Dunze pick. And the only thing that was disappointing was that the Falcons shocked the world so much that there wasn't enough
about that.
Yeah, there wasn't enough a Dunze breakdown.
Did you guys see a lot of the Nick Saban stuff?
I did not. I did see a couple of the bites from Belichick. First of all, just trashing the footwork, I think, of Drake May, and then talking about...
Oh, but because he went to the Patriots,
yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, exactly. And then talking about the trade for Randy Moss.
Yeah, the Moss, that was a good breakdown.
Yeah. But he could have told that story. That's like a Netflix documentary.
Oh,
Netflix
for sure.
Netflix documentary.
I'll tell you what.
It could have been done in like 3 minutes. He took 12 minutes to tell that story.
What we just played, though, Caleb kind of like not answering, it sounded like the way Bill Belichick told the story about the Randy Moss trade.
Yeah,
it sounded like that's like Randy Moss hung up on him twice because he didn't believe it was Belichick.
Chicago Bear man.
What? It's so funny. Ryan Poles is making the call, and the first person you hear say hello is Ryan Poles.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
Who's this? Who's
this? This is Chicago Bear Man.
Hopefully we're playing that at the Hall of Fame induction.
Yes.
You know what
I mean?
You know what else was funny during the draft was the first pick and them just sitting there. When they were like flashing into the war room, like you go to any other war room and it's active, it's busy, guys are on phones and stuff like that. Those guys looked like they were sitting watching TV.
It was because they made this pick. They made this pick 3 months ago,
exactly.
Basically.
And the
card probably was wrinkled and had stains on it because they'd filled it out 3 months earlier.
Did you guys see too? Goodell had to do all the hugs.
He had back surgery.
Exactly. He was getting manhandled by a bunch of 350-pound linemen.
And Caleb really brought him in. Like, it was a hard hug. And the people were ripping him for the slurring, I guess. I wasn't, paying attention because we were at the event.
I didn't hear him at all.
But because he was probably on all the pain medication, right, for the back? So the medicine probably made him slur.
Was he slurring? I didn't hear that.
Our text chain was telling us he was slurring.
Yeah, I never heard. Never heard any of that.
Can we play Kyle Brandt and then we'll take all the calls? This is Kyle Brandt. This reminded me a lot of I felt it. A lot of people kept saying, "Sylvie, do a rant on the Bears like you did with the Cubs when the Cubs were coming in 2015," and I'm like, "You got to feel it to do it. You got to." Kyle Brandt felt it today on Good Morning Football, and that's why this is authentic. It's true. So if you don't know who Kyle Brandt is, Kyle Brandt grew up here in the northern suburbs, I believe in Buffalo Grove. He's done some preseason Bears games, and he does a great job for the NFL Network. He's really, really good. He's a huge Bears fan.
He's a regular on Good Morning Football, which is a great show.
Yeah, and so he was in the crowd yesterday, like getting crowd reaction, and he was in Detroit for Good Morning Football today, and this was his putting the NFC North on notice.
I also have kind of an announcement. I have a little bit of a warning, and it's for the Lions fans.
Here we go.
And it's for the Vikings fans. And yes, it's for the Packers fans, okay? Is this thing on? Can you hear me?
It's all.
The Chicago Bears are no longer yours to kick around. Do you understand? It changed. It's over now. And frankly, Lions fans, you weren't kicking them around anyways. This is big boy stuff now. This is varsity stuff now. When the schedule comes out and you see the little Bears logo in a given week, that's going to be a bad thing. When you watch Red Zone, they're going to go to the Bears, and that's going to be a bad thing. You can go ahead and make your jokes, and you're conditioned to joke about the Bears and to mock the Bears. I understand that. I saw last night, Ross Tucker tweets out, "I haven't seen Bears fans this excited since they drafted Justin Fields 3 years ago. Ross is one of the biggest jerks in the industry. I would expect that from him." Go ahead. It's fine. Get it all out now. Because last night was the most exciting night for the Chicago Bears, I think, in 5 years. And that includes games. And you might say, "Oh, that's so sad. That's really sad." It is sad. It's been tough sledding. I'm not denying it. It's been a tough, tough time. And I hear this, it's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get back up. No, it's how many times you get knocked down. I don't know what kind of Freddie Roach was talking about there. It is how many times you get knocked down. And they're not getting knocked down anymore. Make your jokes because you can't attack the talent. Kalen Williams is going to start his first game as a Chicago Bear. And he's going to look around in the huddle and he's going to see, Adunze and DJ and Keenan and Gerald and Komet and Swift and Herbert. You know what? He's not going to see all those guys because they can't all fit in the damn huddle. The Bears have so many players, they need two Ubers to get around. They can't even fit into the Uber XL. They need a second one. So go ahead and make all of your nail polish jokes. Do it. I know it's done out of insecurity, and for the first time in years, I can say as a Bears enthusiast, it's done out of jealousy. They're the cool team. They're the loaded team. Soak it in. It's real. You're not dreaming. It happened, and it's going to keep happening. And, Peter, I'm going to finish with this. You remember the Khaleesi, right? Of course?
Of course.
And the Khaleesi is giving a speech to Tyrion, and Khaleesi says, Lannister, Stark, Targaryen, they're all just spokes on a wheel, and it spins round and round, and Tyrion's not impressed. And he says, oh, you're going to stop the wheel. I understand a lot of people have tried to do that. And Khaleesi says, no, I'm not going to stop the wheel. I'm going to break the wheel. And I would say to Bears fans, Fields, Trubisky, Cutler, they're all just spokes on a wheel. McCown, it goes around and around and around. Caleb Williams is not going to stop the wheel. He's going to break the wheel. He is the breaker of wheels, the mover of change. The Chicago Bears are no longer yours to laugh at, meme about, and kick around. Soak it in. Swallow it. It's happening. It's real. Take that in.
Come on now.
That didn't end well.
Bleeping down.
Let's go. Bear bleeping down.
That didn't end well for Khaleesi, though.
Do you hear me? Bear down! They hear it. Do you hear? I said bear down!
Come on!
Do you hear it? Listen up! They hear it. You hear it.
I love Kyle Brandt.
He's hilarious. He's my favorite.
What? That was a great...
He was my first... Wasn't he my first pick in the
broadcaster draft
the broadcaster
we did, yeah.
Draft, yeah.
The NFL broadcaster draft.
Fabulous.
They did one for Barrett Sports Media on Thursday. I had the 9th pick, and it was for analysts.
Okay.
Quote, analysts.
He still would have gotten my pick.
I took him at 9.
Nice.
Yeah.
Value.
And like they said to me, he's not a quote true analyst. I go, I don't care. I want him because I don't need a former player. I want Kyle Brandt as an analyst.
No, and I'll be honest, I made fun of Waddle at the time, but in retrospect, after we've played a lot of Kyle Brandt over the last few months, I think Waddle was spot on.
Spot on.
Creativity, and you got value with that pick, Sylvie.
He's going to entertain you, and he's knowledgeable.
He has had several Bears rants over the past several years, hasn't he?
This is the real one, though. Those are preseason rants. Yeah. Kyle in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Kyle?
What's up, gentlemen? What a good day it is.
It's a great day.
Yeah, I remember, sadly, the last time I'd been this excited about the Bears was when we got Cutler, right?
And we know I'm guilty as well, Kyle.
I don't think you're guilty, though. I don't think anyone who felt
excitement.
Well,
maybe guilty is the wrong word, but I identify with Kyle. I was exceptionally enthused by that day as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm living up here in Grand Rapids. I've got an 8-year-old son, and the last couple of years have been tough. The Lions last year, he's like, I don't know if I want to be a Bears fan or not, Dad. But last night, we were rocking and rolling, and he was going crazy. And we went to the grocery store today, and he picked out a Nancy's Pizza for dinner because it was from Chicago. It's a beautiful thing. It's going to be a great run for the guys. And Poles has been just doing its thing. And, hopefully the next decade I've got a little more reason to wear my Bears gear up in Michigan.
Yeah, I think so. I think you will.
I heard Carmen the Good Kid talking about, you know, what the Bears will do with the... I mean, they've got 2 picks left and whether or not they'll try to move up. I'm totally content as a fan with what they've done. I don't need to see them. Like, I'll follow them wherever they want to go. If they want to, you know, take us into a thorn bush, I'm still going in there right now with them because I'm believing in them. But I don't feel like they need to do anything, like, drastic the remainder of this draft. Like, you got to also put into perspective, they traded a 2nd-round pick for Montez Sweat. They traded a 4th-round pick for Keenan Allen. They traded a 5th-round pick for Ryan Bates.
What if there's a center at the end of the 2nd round that they've got to have, and you can trade next year's second, one of the second round picks for him to help you this year.
That's
you're,
fine.
You're trading
like
it
I said,
a year
I'll
early.
I'll ride with you.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, like, I don't feel this need, though, that they have to, and they've done this the right way. I don't feel like they need to satiate everything at the moment. Like, I still believe there's room for this team to build in a lot of other ways. I don't think they're a finished product. I expect them to be significantly better. I don't expect them to win the Super Bowl this year. But I, sitting in this chair next year at this time, I may say the Bears are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I just, like, I'm content that they are doing it the right way. They're doing it at the right pace. And if they decide to make a trade, fine. If they don't, I guess my point is if they just stick with what they have.
They've had a good offseason.
Hell yeah, yeah, they have, yeah. And I'm riding with them.
And we got to talk about something that Poles was thinking about doing, though, in a second. Our buddy Harding in Charlotte. What's up, Harding?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? One thing I will say about this particular feeling, I know you guys are talking about, like, hey, when was the last time you were this excited? It kind of feels like this is a bit different because Caleb Williams seems to be the final piece to a certain degree. Like, when we got Cutler, it was like, oh, we got a good quarterback, but we still got to build this team. Hopefully they do it. When we got Justin Fields, it was like, oh, hopefully they continue to build this team around this player. But it kind of feels like Caleb is set up for success. It's a little bit different. Here's my question to you guys. What does the Bears' record have to look like for Matt Eberflus to be on the hot seat? Because I think if we're thinking about weakest link within this spectrum of teams, he is that. So I'm curious about that. Caleb takes number 18. Keenan Allen is a one-year rental, it seems like. I could see Caleb Williams changes number to 13 second season if anything short of like a Super Bowl happens and, you know, superstition doesn't kick in. Tell me what you guys' thoughts are. Talk to you later.
I think it's a good question, Harding, because if they don't have a winning record, there's going to be hell to be paid at this point, unless there was massive injury, which we all hope that will not happen. They were a 7-win team last year. The only way you win, you know, you finish below 500 is if you win 8 or fewer. Like, I'm expecting a bigger...
A winning season.
Yeah, I'm expecting this should be a 10-win team.
I don't think they're firing him unless they have a disastrous year.
I agree with that.
Because I don't think they want to do what a lot of the other Bears teams have done and give him Shane Waldron and then in year two pull out the rug from him in his development and then all of a sudden change the head coach.
Totally agree. But we can't be sitting here next year asking questions about the coaching staff.
No, right.
Because the table has been set
right.
for Caleb Williams. It's been set for Matt Eberflus as well. Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham have done a fantastic job upgrading the talent that now Matt Eberflus and his staff will coach. So Matt and his coaches... Can't be the reason why they don't make it. They don't make, you know, an enormous advancement.
You're exactly right, and the question is spot on.
It is,
and it's one of the things to follow this year.
No question.
Talking about how it's set up nicely for Eberflus now. I think Mark Potash summed it up really well in a tweet yesterday after the draft. He said the Bears have the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck. They have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze. They've got a defense that was sixth in scoring over the last 13 games in 23. They have all their future number one picks, and they've got the 11th most cap space. It'll take some work to mess this up.
Yeah, that's true. I still don't think that it's a for sure rental with Keenan Allen. If Keenan Allen has a good year, remember, Rome Odunze is still on a rookie deal. Like, if he likes it here and things are going well, there's no reason not to bring him back. You need three wide receivers. You need weapons. You see 14 offensive players go off the board in a row for a reason, because it's an offensive league. You must support the quarterback.
I wouldn't rule out either that they continue or at some point start to talk about an extension. Not something that gets into the neighborhood of what A.J. Brown has done.
What he's getting now.
No, but what it would be is an extension that helps him stay here for 2 years. And then after that, you know, it's not going to punish you financially and you can live. I just think that when you bring in someone like him, my hope would be that you find common ground. You don't compromise your salary cap for it, but you find common ground and you keep him in the mix for more than just one season.
Poles was thinking about doing a pace. We'll give you details about that coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie are back. follow the show on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Did you see this? Caleb Williams tweeted about 13 minutes ago. He's really leaning into being a Bear now. He tweeted a picture of Ryan Poles is an older picture of Poles getting his hair cut.
That's thin Ryan Poles,
it is.
Though.
So it wasn't that long ago.
It can't be that long ago.
No.
As I said, everyone is just, you know, over the top at how good Matt Eberflus looks. I don't think you guys are giving enough credit to Ryan Poles and the condition he's gotten himself into.
He looks great. He does. Very skinny. And Caleb Williams wrote, shout out to the legend, exclamation point, hashtag Chef Poles.
Listen, take it all in. Take it all in right now.
Like 2 months ago, we have Colin Cowherd on the show telling us he may not want to be a Bear. He may not like the history of the Bears. Now, all of a sudden, he's here in Chicago, and he's calling Ryan Poles a legend.
Believe, what do they say? Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear? I got Meller in there, who's a really smart football guy, telling me, seriously, he wants Poles to draft the Iowa punter in the third round.
In the third round?
Yes!
But the next pick, I mean, they don't have.
That is their next pick. They don't have a second pick.
They don't have a second.
Draft a punter when you're never going to punt.
That was my point.
It's a good counterpoint. I'll give you guys that.
This cat is painting his face for the draft and wants the Iowa punter.
Yeah, we've turned it around now.
We're spending too much time with Lynch.
My God.
Look, at the very least, we're going for it on fourth down and they're deep in their territory.
That is honestly.
Or kicking field, Cairo Santos' long field goal.
You guys have seen the Eberflus coach. He can't make up his mind on fourth down what he wants to do. He might punt half the time.
Wow. We're not going three and out anymore.
I agree with you on that. But
you're careening from guardrail to guardrail here.
Torrey Taylor is a weapon, my friends.
We need a center. I heard, like,
we have two good centers on the roster.
I'd like to see somebody who can sack quarterbacks at a regular clip as well.
That too.
I don't want a punter.
I don't know if we have a good center. Do you know that?
I don't. Poles believes we do. All along is that's a question for me. Don't confuse quantity with quality, guys. I mean, so
someone called up Cap today. Cap and Hoodie was more directed at Cap and questioned the center, and again, the Ryan Bates deal. And Cap goes, did you choose to wake up on the wrong side of the bed? And he's like,
I guess I did too.
He said Ryan Bates played four snaps last year. That was his point. Like, right. He played four snaps.
Right.
We don't, like.
He's fresh.
I've heard Cap say that this is a guy they've been all in on. They signed him to an offer sheet. But it still is factual that he didn't start a game last year for the Bills and got, I think it was a total of 25 snaps last year.
Right, and Cap's counterpoint was, well, he was playing behind an all-pro center.
Who became available!
Who the Bills cut.
Right!
And you could have signed for nothing without trading. So I'll give it time.
But again, I will too.
But they cut their guy, they cut that center, and they chose to also trade Bates. I just, before I'm gung-ho about the Bears' new center, I wish he would have played some center.
Yes, God forbid that I have at least a cautious feeling about a certain position on this team. Again, guys, I love the direction they've gone. They haven't won a playoff game since 2011. Can I just take it a step at a time?
Yeah, you can be optimistic about
of
what
course,
they did yesterday.
And still feel a little bit concerned, especially my concern for the center position is last year our quarterback was like a shortstop, fielding ground balls off his shins half the time.
Oh, more, like that and like a gymnast, trying to do cartwheels,
I don't want a rookie quarterback who's trying to get acclimated to the National Football League to have to worry about where the snap is going to be.
And can I play Poles? So Poles did admit that he was tempted to go up for Odunze. And this was him yesterday post-draft saying he had to be talked out of it.
I go back one step. It wasn't so much like a specific position group. The players, you know, like I told you the other day, Ian and I sequenced the board out all the way across, and Rome was extremely high on that list. That's why I was nervous that he wasn't going to be there at 9. Our simulations, it was about a 50-50 shot if he was going to be there. But as it started to unfold, Ian had to hold me back from not trying to trade up and do something crazy to get him. But it ended up working out really well.
And I heard Yurko say that, look, sometimes you got to let the game come to you.
Absolutely. And this is why you can't fully trust AI in simulations, because they don't factor in guys like Terry Fontenot, who decides to draft a guy 8th overall. I heard Shea laid this out perfectly today. First of all, you gave $100 million guaranteed to Kirk Cousins. And then you decided to draft Michael Penix with the 8th pick of the draft. You didn't even have him in for one of those 30 visits. I think the extent of their work on him, other than film all of it, was they attended a 45-minute workout he was at. That was it. And they decided it couldn't live without him at 8.
This was out of the Ryan Pace playbook. While they may not have kept the coach in the dark, they kept their owner in the dark.
And they kept the kid that they signed to a $100 million guaranteed contract.
Their own quarterback in the dark that they signed, that they probably tampered with, and that they're probably going to lose a pick because of in the future. Think about how ass backwards that is.
That is not the way to start a new regime. It just isn't.
Did you? And you saw the way Kirk Cousins informed people that basically when they were on the clock, that's when they called him and said, hey,
yes.
That's not a great way to start.
Do you know who's, who's the most established guy in that building right now, other than the owner?
Ryan Pace?
It's Kirk Cousins.
Oh, established.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know why you want to start off your relationship. Hey, listen, we can all have our own opinions on Kirk Cousins. Their opinion was he was worth $180 million, and $100 million of that is fully guaranteed. And then you went and drafted a quarterback?
I haven't seen the video, but I heard people allude to it, that you could see in the war room that Terry Fontenot, their general manager, has to explain to the owner what he did.
Like, I heard that as well.
Like Arthur Blank is asking, what did you just do? Like, Arthur, like, this is the same front office that was bragging about not hiring Bill Belichick. They're bragging. It's one thing to not think that Bill Belichick is still got his fastball. Fine, don't hire him. But then to go out there and to brag about it. Look at us. Look how smart we are.
Listen,
yeah, you guys are really smart. Look at what you just did at quarterback.
This is the team I don't want to be anymore going forward.
Yes.
I want to see that everything that is done with purpose and for a reason that has been thought out 1,000 times. This thing that happened in Atlanta, we were the direct beneficiaries here in Chicago.
Right, right.
But my God.
And ironically, it was his quarterback who was drafted.
Right.
And Odunze then goes to us. Johnny on the north side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Johnny? Oh, boy. That sounds like our broadcast at the Buffalo Wild Wings today.
It does.
This is what it sounded like on the speaker.
This is a little softer than what we were listening to at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Why we had to leave.
Yeah.
All right. So, Johnny, not there.
You know what that is? That is the don't draft a punter alert sign.
So we apologize for the technical difficulties at Buffalo Wild Wings. We had to leave, come back downtown. We will make that up to everyone, to Miller Lite, to Buffalo Wild Wings, and to all of our great fans. We will be back out there. And if you were there or you were on your way there, we apologize to you guys. Jim and Bartlett, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
Let me spew my thoughts here, and then you guys can throw darts at me. I just don't think I don't like when I hear generational quarterback. I watched him play 4 times last year, and he was 1-3. And against good defenses, he struggled. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to root for him. In 65 years I've been a Bear fan, they just never got drafting a quarterback right, with the exception of maybe McMahon. And he was good for a couple years, and then he couldn't stay healthy. But I'm going to root for him. And I just want to direct this to you, Tommy.
Yep.
Would you agree that the defenses, the bottom third defenses in the NFL, are better than anything these kids see in college?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay,
more than likely.
Let's go Bears.
Yeah, look, it's fine. Let him, like, if you want to be in improvement mode, I'm not going to yell at you.
No, and I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to use the term generational talent in any way, shape, or form.
We did 2 things very early. I think we didn't do this consciously together. But I made a rule for myself. I was not going to use generational, and I was not going to use any Patrick Mahomes comps. because I think it's unfair.
I agree. I think it's unrealistic until proven otherwise.
So, like, we threw those out, and I'm just hoping him to be a true franchise
quarterback. Do you know who I think he is the best? He was the best quarterback prospect in this draft, and he was a better option than the guy that they had, in my opinion. And that made him draftable at first overall in my world.
Yeah, yep. Baba in Northbrook, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Baba?
Hey, Waddle, Sylvie. Great talking to you guys. And I don't call so often. When I do, it's built on frustration or something really good. So it's great to talk to you guys today. I think it's a momentous. And I have a lot to say, so if you couldn't just bear with me. I just want to talk a little bit about the past, present, and the future. In the past, like I grew up a Bears fan. You know, I saw quarterbacks like Moses Moreno, Shane Matthews, Chad Hutchinson, Craig Pensel, you name it, right? And I think that, you know, you don't know what's going to happen with Caleb. I mean, it's something in college, you don't know how it's going to translate. But, you know, I think that football, for me, it's more than just a game. As a fan, it's where you go to the Soldier Field, you pay for your tickets. I feel like, you know, over the last 2-3 months, I've had a lot of mental anxiety about this pick. And now that it's done, I feel pretty good about it. So it's more than just a quarterback. I think it means a lot to the city. So that's kind of what I just wanted to say to you all is how are you guys feeling? And the city today is just, it's refreshing, right? Everyone's happy today. I just hope it translates into something.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this town has been at each other's throats with regard to the quarterback position in some ways, not every way. But there has been a very lively debate about what the Bears should do over the course of the last 3 months or so. And as I have felt all along, look, I think at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want this team to be a Super Bowl contender. How we get there, we can disagree on. But when the decision is made and you move forward, I would hope that everyone now can enjoy the direction this team is headed and could have the same hopes as we all do. Even if you were someone that believed they should have moved forward with Justin Fields, they decided not to and they've gone in a different direction. I would hope that that wouldn't rule you out as a Bears fan.
Right. And while it's not life or death, it is a great escape for people in their lives. And when our teams finally start doing good stuff, it's a great pick me up.
It's a good civic lift.
Yeah, it's a great civic lift. That's a good way to describe it. It's a great way to escape the normal anxieties of real life. And if you can feel great about the Bears and the rest of our teams who have not given us a lot lately.
Do you know what would deflate?
We've been stuck in the mud.
Yes. You know what would deflate me at this moment? If at some point tonight I hear the Bears have drafted a punter.
They traded into the third round to draft a punter.
Or the
second round. What if they go into the second round to draft a punter?
Then you know what? I almost said go pack, but I won't.
No, wait, how dare you?
I almost said go pack. Why would you ever say that? I said I almost said it.
The tide's turning, and you're thinking that's even on your brain?
If you move up to draft a punter, then I may do something irrational.
Nobody's saying to move up. But if he falls to you at 75.
No, we're not punting anymore.
I am not drafting a punter in the third round.
It's a good thing
you're
not running the Bears. It's a good thing I got a guy who knows what he's doing up at Hall as Hell, not you.
You don't even know where he's at. You said Hall as Hell.
Exactly.
Where is that?
I'm drunk on Bears.
Where is that?
I love that Hall as Hell.
Hall as Hell. You know, the guy up at Hall as Hell probably would draft a punter. But my guy up at Hall as Hell is not going to do that.
Hall as Hell has a good ring to it. I mean, if I would have a third child, I would name him Hollis Howe. 312-332-3776. We'll take more of your calls and what to watch for next.
Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
What to Watch For brought to you by Connie's Frozen Pizza. Get to know the true Chicago style with Connie's Frozen Pizza. Born in Chicago, enjoyed everywhere. Perfect night for it, too. Rainy, you don't want to go out or have to cook. Just put in a Connie's Frozen Pizza and watch the draft. Caller 10 right now. You'll win free pizza from Connie's. 312-332-3776. Right now, caller 10 wins Connie's Frozen Pizza. I gave mine out earlier in the week. It is very, very dark. You'll feel uneasy. I'm about four episodes in. I even saw the guy who created this show say that he wants people watching it to stop doing detective work because it's based on a true story and people are trying to figure out who it's based on and who are the people who did the bad stuff.
I don't need any more
stress. It's called Baby Reindeer. It's on Netflix. It was trending as the number one show on Netflix. But it will make you feel it will, like that, and it's a sign of a good show, but it will make you feel very uneasy. Baby Reindeer on Netflix.
A new episode of Sugar's out tonight with Colin Farrell. I would advise anybody who's interested in a nice, good whodunit type of mystery show to check that out. But look, I'm going to be dialed into the draft. It's all football all the time this weekend.
Okay.
I, too, will be watching the NFL draft rounds 2 and 3 tonight. Let's see if the Bears can lock down their punter for the next decade with pick number 75. Cross your fingers, boys.
No.
It'll be all NFL draft for me this weekend as well. But I did watch earlier this week the movie Anyone But You. It's on, I'm trying to remember if it was on Netflix or HBO.
Who's in that? Who's
it's,
that?
It's Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney.
What's it, what's it about?
It's basically... They have a one-night stand, and then they have all these connections that bring them back together, and they end up going to a wedding together.
Glenn Powell's the guy that was in the newest Maverick.
Yes.
Yeah,
the Top Gun 2. Anyone but you?
Anyone but you, yeah.
Okay. There you go. What to watch for. And thank you again to Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana for bringing you all this great Bears coverage, including the NFL draft. They are a great partner with us. If you're looking for a great entertainment opportunity, something to watch for is Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana. Look for the latest shows there or just head on out for a great night of entertainment at Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana. Can't wait. Someone even tweeted me. Can't wait for Football Fest. This will be the most optimistic everyone will be at Football Fest this year.
That's in August, right?
I know, but like, think about all the times that we're at Football Fest knowing the Bears are going to suck.
Oh, yeah.
This year it's going to be great. Let me take this really quick. Dylan in Atlanta. Dylan, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Oh, it's been a fun day at work today, I got to tell you. All of the Falcons fans at work, For one, they were not on board with Kirk Cousins. They wanted Justin Fields. I said, take him. You can have him gladly. I'm getting texts from coworkers that say, I like your quarterback better than both of ours. They are not happy. They're trying to talk themselves into it. And, the two or three other Chicago people were... We're just living it up. It's been a fun time.
It didn't make any sense. And then for Terry Fontenot to sit in front of the media with Raheem Morris sitting with him, saying that you know, listen, if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's really a good thing because it means we're getting great performance out of that position somewhere else. Michael Penix had a very, very nice career. He played 6 years of college football. He's going to be 24 next week.
Right.
If he sits, he's going to be 28 or 29 before he sees the field.
Don't you think you could have traded down two and still gotten him? Or do you think that would have been risky if he's your guy?
I don't know how far you could have traded down because remember the Denver Broncos ended up drafting Bo Nix at 12. Well, but maybe they were.
You hear
more...
Sean Payton? He's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I know. That's...
He sees a little Mahomes in him.
What has happened to Sean Payton?
You think there's something off?
I don't know.
I'm with you. That's concerning.
Because I've always been a Sean Payton guy.
He got too much money from the Waltons to come back and coach, and he couldn't turn it down.
You watch what they did with Russ. Like, I'm not admonishing Russ. Is that the right word? Or making excuses for Russ. But whatever they were asking Russ to do didn't fit into what Russ is, you know, good at. I mean, I just don't know because he has been a fantastic coach at times in the National Football League, and I just don't know what the story is.
Who's their quarterback room right now in Denver?
It's Bo Nix, Jared Stidham,
and
who's the other guy they have
from the Jets?
Yeah. Jesus, that's going to be nothing but screaming.
Did you ever think that that's what Sean Payton was going to do in Denver?
He's
going to
bust toss every one of them every day at practice.
Taysom Hill might be the best quarterback of all of them.
There's David Hawk.
Yes. Hawk, but I don't know. Right? I don't. Yeah. I was just going to say, I don't recognize him when he's not in costumes.
Oh, no.
Meller, if they draft a punter at 75, wherever they're at, you know what? I'll blame you.
I got great news. The rain has stopped. The White Sox are scheduled to play tonight.
Milkshakes for everybody.
So you've got Sox pregame coming up next. This is the moment everyone's been waiting for.
Mel, are you staying to do the pregame?
I am not, my friend.
Are you sure?
No, I got to go see if the Bears draft a punter.
Thanks to the Bears for lining up the interviews with Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. Great work, too, by Bleck and Abdallah. Thank you to our great teammates for helping us out.
For sure.
Thank you for all the patience from the fans and Miller Lite and Buffalo Wild Wings. We will make that up. Great work today by Meller, by Jack, and also Tyler. Thank you, guys. For Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great weekend, and go Bears!